For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Good morning. I'd like to welcome you to the Voice of Victory broadcast. The end of the world seems to be a pop culture topic that is always in vogue. Movies and literature often explore the subject of ancient calendars and natural disasters that will bring an end to the earth. The Bible explains this demise in great detail as the sequence of events beginning with our Lord's triumphant return to the earth. In 2 Thessalonians, we find Paul comforting the Jews as he explained the signs of Christ's second coming. This morning, Pastor Holland begins a two-part series entitled, Your Redemption Draweth Nigh.
Turn to 2 Thessalonians chapter number 2. 2 Thessalonians chapter number 2. Speaking this morning on the subject of your redemption draweth nigh. We find Paul writing to the church of Thessalonica saying, Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto Him, that you be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter is for us, as that day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he is as God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things, and now you know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now letteth will let, until he be taken out of the way. And then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send a strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned, who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. All through history, there's always been somebody that goes around like Chicken Little. You remember, he always ran around saying, the sky is falling, the sky is falling. And truly, everywhere we go, people's talking about the end of the earth is coming, and doom is going to fall, and all the things are going to happen. And there's always some self-proclaimed prophet that's announcing when Jesus is coming. Might I say, before I go any further, that everybody that's predicted when he's come has missed the mark. And can I go ahead and tell you that everybody that predicts is coming from here on out will miss the mark, because the Bible said no man knoweth the day or the hour when the Son of Man comes. Now what had happened in the book of the church at Thessalonica, obviously there had been some prophets and people that had come along. They were trying to convince the church of Thessalonica that Jesus had already come, and they had missed it. You know, wouldn't that be a sad thing? But the truth is, if we're saved by the grace of God, you're not going to miss it, and you don't have to worry about that. And so Paul is writing to them and encouraging them that the Lord had not come back. Friend, if you're saved and born again, you're not going to be left behind. You're going to be taken home to be with Him when He comes. They were worried about their loved ones that had departed, that had died in the Lord. And as a result, they were discouraged. They were devastated. And ultimately, they were defeated because they thought Jesus had already come. And so Paul is writing them and encouraging them. And I want to do that this morning. You know, we've always had preachers that go around talking about when He's coming back. They've made predictions. In fact, many of them say, you know, here's what we need to do. You need to understand that Jesus is coming on such and such a date. You need to quit your job. You need to sell everything you got. You need to give it away. And you need to go and sit and wait for the coming of the Lord. But we've always found that to be true. And I don't believe that God intends for us as Christians to stop what we do. And in fact, in the Word of God, He says that we ought to occupy till He comes. Now, I believe the word occupy means that we need to keep working. We need to keep winning. We need to keep witnessing all we can for the sake of the Lord Jesus Christ. You remember the guy, the followers of Harold Camping? They sold everything they had. They set the date. They were waiting for the coming of the Lord, and He didn't come. And Camping said, well, I must have miscalculated. You don't need to calculate it all because the Bible said in Matthew 24:36, but of that day and hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels in heaven, but my Father only. Now, Paul wanted them to understand they hadn't missed anything. And I'd submit to you this morning, you hadn't missed anything either. If you're lost, you need to get saved today because He could come. But if you're saved, don't fret that He's already come because He hadn't. But when He does come, we're all going to be raptured out of here, departing out of this life, meeting the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Now, when the Lord spake of the end of time in His preaching, He said in Luke 21:28, and when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Jesus was telling His people, and specifically the Jews, that there were some signs that would accompany His coming. He said, no man knows the day or the hour, but I'm going to give you a little tip. There's some things that you can look and understand and realize that His coming will be at hand because there's some signs that are going to transpire and take place. Now, what He was doing was writing them. He did not want them to be discouraged. He wanted them to be encouraged, and He told them about the certain signs in the end time. Now, I'm not a prophet of doom, and what I tell you today is not something that somebody told me or that I heard about, but it's something that I see every day in the news. It's things that I see along the way, and I believe that we're living in the last days. I believe we're living in the days to where we're seeing the events transpire and take place that the Bible said would transpire and take place before Jesus came again. Now, Paul tells us that there's three spirits that will dominate in the last day. I want to examine these spirits that are mentioned in the passage, but because they teach the end, I believe, is swiftly approaching. Now, don't get upset. This is not bad news, friend. Don't get discouraged thinking that the end is coming and Jesus is coming. If you know Christ is your Savior, you ought to be excited and rejoicing in the fact that He's coming. I want to preach to you this morning on the subject of your redemption draweth nigh. I want you to listen. I'm going to say some things. I may offend somebody in some way, but I want to say to you today, I believe it's the truth that we set before us, and I believe God will bless and honor His Word today. I want you, if you would, to look first of all at the spirit of apostasy. In the day and age which we live in the age of apostasy. Now, the word here mentioned is falling away, and that phrase refers to defection or apostasy that'll come our way. Listen now, I believe we ought to build large churches, but we ought to do it. Tell them that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by Him. But yet people today have come to the point of feeling they need to entertain, and they need to compromise their beliefs and convictions and their principles in order that they might get a bigger crowd. Friend, I'm going to tell you today, I believe we're witnessing like never before a great falling away from the truth of God and the things of God. People have gotten to the point anymore to where God does not seem to be as prevalent or prominent and needful in their lives as He once did. It refers falling away to a rebellion, if you would. And it's a rebellion which I believe the Antichrist makes his identity known. But I know one thing, according to the Word of God, the Bible said there will be a falling away, I believe we see it, and that that time the man of sin will be revealed, the son of perdition. So this is a prophecy of the future events that will take place after the rapture of the church. We find here the spirit of apostasy is already at work. Everywhere we turn, there's an abandonment of religious principles and beliefs. I'm glad today to live in America. I'm glad today to live in Thomasville, Georgia. And I believe that we're fortunate in our little community that even though I'm not saying that we're totally a Christian community and saying that everybody here believes God, but I believe there's a lot of things that we're able to do still that a lot of people other places are not able to do. And I'm grateful for the privilege that we have to live there. But look with me, if you would, as we think about the apostasy that is represented. First of all, I want you to know now they have written an Islamic sensitive Bible. You know, today everybody's concerned about people's feelings. We don't want anybody to feel left out. We don't want anybody to be offended. We want to please everybody. We want to tickle everybody's ears. And by the way, the Bible speaks of that too. And so we have now what they call an Islamic sensitive Bible. It, actually, what it is a Muslim friendly Bible, and believe me, today Muslims are taking over America as well as the rest of the world today and diverting people's attention away from the things of God. Now, there's a controversial development because they've removed all the references to God the Father, to Jesus as the Son of God, and one example of such a change has been made in Arabic. According to Matthew 28:19, here's what it says, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. But in this Islamic sensitive Bible, it says, cleanse them by water in the name of Allah, His Messiah, and His Holy Spirit. We're living today in an age where unbelievers, those who hold to the heresy, have accepted as Christian leaders that are coming against everything that we believe and stand for, and coming against all that we find in order that they might be sensitive to their needs. Friend, today we need to get back in our schools to prayer. We need to get back in our schools to believe in the Bible and trust in God, in pledging the allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God. And yet today the apostasy is rampant in every way, and many of these preachers have developed a great number of followers, and yet I believe their ministry is that of apostasy. Friend, I want you to know today, if you don't believe in the Trinity of the Holy Spirit and God the Father and God the Son, that is apostasy that is scattered all abroad. Here's what I'm saying, folks, as Christians, we've got to get grounded in the truth of what we believe and understand today, oh, he's doing a good work. He's encouraging some people. He's getting them to follow. But if he don't believe the right things, what we're finding out is the apostasy is spread about and we're being overtaken, I believe, a sign of the time. Friend, I'm telling you today, ultimately, I would close this Bible, walk out of this pulpit, if I never intended to preach on the blood of Jesus Christ and salvation by grace, I would leave here if I was not willing to stand to preach the truth of the Word of God. Here's an interview with Pastor Osteen and Larry King. King said, if you believe you have to believe in Christ, they're wrong, aren't they? Osteen, well, I don't know if I believe they're wrong, but I just think that only God can judge a person's heart. You don't call them sinners? Osteen, I don't. Well, friend, you don't believe the Bible then, because the Bible said all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And by the way, did I fail to mention? He has 40,000 followers every week at his church. People are flocking to people who are teaching and preaching apostasy. I believe today we stand looking for the fact that Jesus is coming to see. Caller, I'm wondering, though, why you sidestepped Larry's earlier question about how we get to heaven. The Bible clearly tells us that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and only the way to which the Father is through Him. That's not really a message of condemnation, but a message of truth. Larry King, so then a Jew is not going to heaven? Osteen, no. Now, here's my thing, Larry, is I can't judge somebody's heart, you know. Only God can look at somebody's heart, and so I don't know. To me, it's not my business. King says, what about atheists? He said, you know what? I'm going to let God be the judge if he goes to heaven and hell. Friend, I'm going to tell you, all he was doing was sashaying around everything that Larry King was saying because he didn't have the backbone enough to stand up and say what the truth of the Word of God says. Friend, I don't care whether you're Jew, I don't care whether you're Muslim, I don't care if you're Roman Catholic, Methodist, Baptist, or Holiness. Friend, the only way you're going to heaven is through the shed blood of Jesus Christ.
Paul explains that the spirit of apostasy would be prominent in the last days. The timeless message of the gospel is true no matter the direction of society. Eternal salvation was provided through the sacrifice of Christ on the cross. Those who put their trust in Him must continue looking for His glorious return to the earth. Will you choose victory today?
This is Gary Holland, and today's message came to you from the pulpit of Victory Baptist Church, where I serve as pastor. We would like to invite you to our services this morning at Victory Baptist Church, or you can join us on the internet. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week at this same time.